Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
Last week, Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto grilled one of President Joe Biden's top Senate allies on whether the Democratic Party has turned against Israel, the nation's longtime ally. Biden's increasingly tense relationships with the leader of the Jewish democracy took a turn for the worse during a phone call last week in which he demanded a ceasefire in Gaza before the job of eliminating the terrorists had been completed. Senator Chris Coons from Delaware appeared on Friday's edition of Your World, where he was asked about his support for putting conditions on aid to Israel. "This is different. This is Israel," Cavuto said. "We have never, never done this in the history of our relationship. The only reason why I raise it is that now we seem to be sending a message that if you don't do what we tell you, there could be serious repercussions. Is that the message you want to send a country that didn't start the war? It started with Hamas killing, butchering more than 1,400 Israelis." The Delaware senator defended his home state's president and his administration's recent turn to a more aggressive stance against Israel, noting that Biden would provide support both militarily and financially if the country is attacked by Iran, which is now being predicted as imminent. He also said that he would prefer if the Israelis don't commence airstrikes on Rafah, a Hamas stronghold, without allowing civilians to get out. "Senator, what if they do?" Cavuto asked. "If they do, and you're quite right, you've always, you know, in this long, decades-long relationship with a Republican, Democratic administration, you know, had forceful viewpoints and challenges to the Israelis. We've never once cut aid in that process. If the Israelis were to go into Rafah, as Benjamin Netanyahu seems to want to do still, are you saying or would you recommend that's a game changer? In other words, would you then say you've gone too far? We're going to cut aid," he said. Coons replied, "Look, I would not abandon Israel. I would not abandon the defense of Israel against their enemies in the region, particularly in the face of an imminent strike by Iran against Israel. With all respect, sir, that's not what I asked. If they go into Rafah," said Cavuto, "and do this, would say that's a game changer, Israel? We told you not to do it and you did? I would be willing to put conditions on the delivery of military munitions for that ongoing campaign," the senator answered. "I would not sever ties between the U.S. and Israel. I wouldn't abandon Israel, but I would begin to condition the munitions that we provide for an ongoing campaign in Rafah." Cavuto then asked point blank, "Is the Democratic Party turning on Israel?" "I don't think so, and I frankly don't speak for the Democrat Party as a whole," Coons said.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.